worship God, come to bless the Lord, come to give him praise, glory, and honor. Amen. And he is so due this day. This is the day the Lord has made. The scripture tells us, let us do what? Rejoice and be glad in it. We are truly grateful today. Glad that the Lord has allowed us to see another opportunity to come and worship him. Come on, let's stand to our feet this morning and go before the Lord and give him thanks this morning. Give him praise and glory and honor that he's so due, church. Amen. Lord, we thank you, God, this morning for allowing us to be back one more time, God, to come and worship you. Come to glorify your wonderful name, God, in this house. God, we praise you and glorify you, God, and just lift up our voices under heaven today. God, we just ask you, Lord, to, God, open up the windows of heaven this morning. God, meet every need in this house, Lord. Accomplish your divine work and your divine will. Let it be done, Lord, we pray. God, speak to hearts and souls. Draw us nearer to thee, O God, we pray. God, draw those to God on their way here today. Allow them to get here safely, God. Those that are here, God. And God, we pray, God, that you can bless in a mighty way. Touch, God, fill with the Holy Spirit. Send forth healing, God. We just glorify you this morning. Say in advance, God, thank you for what you will do, Lord, this morning. Thank you in advance, God, for your power, your spirit, God, that will move upon us this day. God, we just praise you and glorify you, God, for your hand of mercy, God, your hand of love this week. God, all week long, you've covered over us, God, and we just thank you this day. God, we thank you, God, for your grace, God, and all that you do. Lord, we just ask you, Lord, to, God, again, just continue to have your way here. Bless in a mighty way this morning. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Truly, we serve a good God this morning. We serve a good God, an awesome God. Amen. Let's sing on page 242 in your songbooks this morning. 242 in your songbooks. The Believe the True Report this morning. How many going to believe the report this morning from the Word of God? 242 in your songbooks. Amen. The true report that God has said is declared, and it no doubt shall be done today. Amen. Truly, God is a good God. I believe the true report, hallelujah to the Lamb. I have passed the outer court, oh glory be to God. I am all on Jesus' side, on the altar sanctified. To the world of sin I've died, hallelujah to the Lamb. 242, hallelujah, hallelujah. I have passed the rivet, I have passed the rivet bell, where the glories never fail, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, I'm living, I am living in the presence of the King. I'm a king and priest to God, hallelujah to the Lamb. By the cleansing of the blood, oh glory be to God. Of the Spirit, how am I? I am living day and night in the holiest place so bright. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Come on and sing it this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I have passed the river bell where the glories never fail. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I am living in the presence of the King. I have passed the outer veil, hallelujah to the Lamb, which the blood of God concealed. Oh, glory be to God, but the power of me to God's holiness so clean, where there's death to self and sin. Hallelujah to the Lamb, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I have passed the river veil, where the glories never fail. Hallelujah, hallelujah, I am living in the presence of the King. Number four, I'm within the holiest veil, hallelujah to the Lamb. I have passed through the veil, oh glory be to God. I'm sanctified to God by the power of the blood. Now the Lord is my abode, hallelujah to the Lamb, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, I have passed the river bell where the glories never fail. Hallelujah, hallelujah, I am living in the presence. I'm going to sing it again. Hallelujah, hallelujah, I have passed the river bell where the glories never fail. Hallelujah, hallelujah, I am living in the presence of the King. Go ahead, praise him, church. Thank God for we have now access to the Lord, our Savior, Jesus Christ, his name. We have access because of him. We have access to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords this morning. We have access to heaven. and our Heavenly Father up in glory. We give God thanks this morning. Amen. He deserves the praise, church, this morning. He deserves the glory and honor today. How many thank God for this? The old account was settled long ago. The old account that Christ has done on the cross for us today. We're thankful today. Page 472 in your songbooks this morning. The old account was settled long ago. Amen. Thank God for Jesus this morning. Amen. Well, there was a time on earth when in the book of heaven an old account was standing for sins and unforgiven. My name was at the top and many things below. I went unto the keeper and settled long ago, long ago, long ago. Yes, the old account was settled long ago. And my record's clear today, for he washed my sins away. And the old account was settled long ago. The old account was large. The old account was large and growing every day. Cause I was always sinning and never tried to pay. But when I looked ahead and saw such pain and woe, I went and I was and settled long ago, long ago, long ago. Yes, the old account was settled long ago. Now my record and my record's clear today, for he washed my sins away. And the old account was settled long ago. Been in that happy home, been in that happy home. My Savior's home above. I'll sing redemption story and praise him for his love. I'll not forget that book with pages white as snow, because I came and settled. I settled long ago, long ago, long ago. Yes, the old account was settled long ago. And my record's clear today, for he washed my sins away. And the old account was settled long ago. Oh, sinner, seek the Lord. Repent of all your sins, for thus he hath commanded. If you would enter in, and then if you should live 100 years below, but then you're not regretting. You settled long ago, long ago, long ago. Yes, the old account was settled long ago. And my record's clear today, for he washed my sins away. Yes, the old account was settled long ago, oh, long ago, long ago. Yes, the old account was settled long ago. And my record's clear today, for he washed my sins away. Yes, the old account was settled long ago. I'm so glad, well, I'm so glad Jesus set me free. I'm so glad Jesus set me free. Oh, I'm so glad Jesus set me free. Singing glory, hallelujah. Oh, see, I'm so glad. Are you glad? I'm so glad Jesus set me free. I'm so glad. I'm so glad. Oh, Jesus set me free. Oh, I'm so glad Jesus set me free. Singing glory, hallelujah. Oh, Jesus set me free. I'm so glad Jesus set me free. Oh, I'm so glad Jesus set me free. Oh, I'm so glad Jesus set me free. Singing glory, hallelujah. But Jesus set me free. Satan, happy bound. Satan, happy bound. But Jesus set me free. Satan, happy bound. Satan, happy bound. But Jesus set me free. Satan, had Satan, happy bound. But Jesus set me free. Singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, are you glad this morning? I'm so glad Jesus set me free. Oh, I'm so glad Jesus set me free. I'm so glad, I'm so glad how Jesus set me free. Singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus set me free to the utmost. Jesus says to the utmost, to the utmost. Jesus, he will pick you up, he will pick you up, and he will turn you around, oh hallelujah, oh hallelujah, hallelujah. See, one more time, to the utmost, to the utmost, Jesus say, to the utmost, to the utmost, see, he will do what, he will pick you up, and he will turn you around, oh hallelujah. says. Hallelujah. Thank God this morning for his power and spirit. Thank God for the gift of salvation this morning, church. We glorify you, Lord, in this house. We praise you. Hallelujah. We give you glory and honor that you are so new today. How many love Jesus this morning? Do you love him this morning? Amen. Do you love him? Do you love him? Do you love him? Pastor, go with that. You can switch up. Amen. We love Jesus this morning. Amen. And truly we serve a mighty God. Let's have that old song. Oh, how I love Jesus. Amen. You think about it because he first loved us, church, this morning. Because he first loved you and me. When we were so unworthy to be loved. Amen. When we were so, so far away from God. But he said, I love you. I came and gave my life for you today. And so, you think about it this morning. Again, and let your love for Christ go back. Amen. And begin to glorify him back again. Love him with all your heart. The scripture tells us to love him with all that you have. Everything in your soul, in your heart, in your mind. Amen. So really think about what he did on that cross. We listened to a song really coming in about what he did on the cross for us. And has his blood that was shed. Amen. And his power and all of his spirit today. No doubt his grace and his mercy was poured out upon us. Amen. I'm thankful for Jesus this morning. Amen. On page 36 in your song, but a little different. We switch it up. Amen. But this song is called, Oh, How I Love Jesus, church. Let's worship him this morning. To worship the Lord our God. To worship him. Amen. The one who picks us up and turns us around. You look back and say, man, my God. Thank God for his many, many blessings. Amen. This morning. Amen. Pick it up just a little bit. Hallelujah. Pick up at the chorus. Oh, I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first. One more time, sing it again. Oh, I love him. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved. First one. There is a name I love to hear. I love to sing his word. It sounds like music in my ear. The sweetest name on earth. Come on, sing it this morning. Oh, oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first, because he first loved me. Number two, it tells me of a Savior's love. Who died to set me free. It tells me of his precious blood. The sinner's perfect. Come on, let's reach out to him this morning. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because of me. It tells me what my Father hath in store for every day. And though I tread a darksome path, your sunshine all the way. Oh, I love him this morning. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Number four, it tells me of what moving heart can feel my deepest woe. Who in deep sorrow bears a part that none can bear me. Only he can bear it, church, this morning. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. words because he, come on, let's sing it again. Oh, I love you this morning. Oh, I praise him, adore him this morning. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, I love Jesus because he first loved me. Praise him, church. Love him, church. You think about the love of Christ, the love of God, this power is. It goes beyond God. It goes beyond feelings. It goes beyond what we've done. His love reaches down to all mankind. Beyond all, no doubt it reaches to you and I, church. The old wretched man to me and you were. The lost, dying world, he still loves. He cares, no doubt. He cares and sees you be where you may be today. Like Jesus today, he loves each and every single one of us. We praise God and give him glory. Amen. Thank the Lord this morning for a loving Savior. Amen. Jesus, 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 our Savior today. Give him a praise offering this morning. Amen. Yes, Lord, because he first loved me. Amen. It's beyond a mother's love. It's beyond a father's love. It's beyond a friend or a brother's love. Amen. It's beyond a child's love. Amen. But it's a special love that he has for all of mankind. You may be seated this morning. Good to see everybody here in the house of the Lord. Amen. Those watching online as well, welcome to our broadcast. Located here at 334 Ashford Street, the place to be on Sunday morning, amen, at 11 a.m. Say, where am I supposed to be every Sunday at 11? At 334 Ashford Street, amen. If you're in the area, come on out, be with us here. Again, we're located right here in East New York on the border of Brooklyn and Queens. And we'd love for you to come join us here. Those watching online, every Sunday, we have children's church as well for the youth and various activities. Come on out and be with us here, again, in the worship service. We also have, throughout the week, we have services on Thursday nights in person as well. Thursday night in person at 7:30. So your schedule gets busy on Sundays. Come on out. You got another option. Thursdays at 7:30. Amen. And be the will of the Lord. We'll open up some more in the days coming. But again, for now, we'll continue that schedule. But then Tuesday nights at 7:30 as well. Tuesday nights at 7:30 online. Bible study. Again, so tune in with us on YouTube and Facebook. Share it out to your friends and loved ones. Subscribe as well to the broadcast there and get the word of God. And then back Sunday evenings as well, 6 p.m. on Sunday evenings. Again, get your second scoop. How many like two scoops of ice cream, right? Right? Hey, man, don't try to be shy, folks. Two scoops of ice cream is better than one at all times. Give me two scoops. Give me two helpings. And so our second service is 6 p.m. Come on out and be with us here again on the broadcast and join in and tune in. The beautiful thing about it, you can able to come back and listen to it again. You can come back throughout your week, say, I missed it, but I'll catch it. Again, on my commute to work, I listen to messages on the way to work. Again, get a chance to listen to other broadcasts around the country, around the organization, amen, our church organization. Various things, again, it's a blessing to be able to go back and listen to it again, amen, here again through our podcast we have and our YouTube channel and our Facebook and others to come. So continue to support it, pray. Amen. And share it out. Many of you get a WhatsApp text from me. I didn't get it this morning. It's not working too well, but a WhatsApp and various things through your text groups, various things. Come on out and you receive the broadcast and be a part there online as well. Amen. Amen. We're truly grateful today for another opportunity to come worship God. Glad to see Lisa back. Amen. She's smiling a little bit bigger now. Amen. Recently married. Amen. Welcome. Again, back to the house of the Lord today. We truly, truly blessed again by Almighty God. We continue to pray. I mean, how many months has it been now? Four months. Amen. And still smiling. So that's a good sign. We're thankful to have each of you here today. And we're truly grateful to Almighty God for his goodness. We're thankful to God for, again, his presence. We're thankful to God for his awesome, awesome love today. Amen. And Almighty God. Continue to pray for one another as we've been sharing with you. Pray for the sick, the lost. Amen. Continue to pray for the church here. So we continue to see growth. We continue to see God's blessing upon, again, our community here that needs God. It needs God more than ever. We live in a day and age where we need God more than ever. Let me say that. We need the Lord more than ever. Amen. And now, because again, as we see his redemption draw near, we see him coming soon in church. We see the enemy fighting. So it's important. It's imperative of us. It's imperative of us to continue to stay locked in and serving the Lord our God. Amen. Amen. This time, As we prepare, we're going to continue in worship. This is a song called Remember. Remember. You think back. Last week we had a communion service and we talked about this do in remembrance of me. In church today, to remember what Christ has done. You look back over your life and say, you know, I remember. And I give God thanks for what he's brought us from. I mean, thankful for the things God has brought you from. Amen. Never, ever forget it. What Jesus has done for us. Amen. Let's worship today.
We will remember. We will remember. Bread, your body, the wine, your blood, sweet communion, you set a table for us. The crucified Jesus, no greater love than the bread, your body, than the wine, your blood. And oh, we will remember, oh, Jesus, our Savior. Oh, just to know you're in your suffering, just to get us closer than I've ever been. Oh, we will remember. We will remember the holes in your hands, the wound in your side. 39 lashes brought me back to life. Before the resurrection, there was a grave. In hell, there was a battle, and my life was safe. And just to get us closer than I've ever been. Oh, we will remember. We will remember. Just know you. Oh, Savior, look at him, look at him. This is our Savior. Look at him, look at him. This is our Savior. Look at him, look at him. This is our Savior. Look at him, look at him. Our Christ Redeemer. Look at him.
Let's look to him, church.
Look at him. Our Christ Redeemer. Look at him, look at him. Our Christ Redeemer. Look at him, look at him. Our Christ Redeemer. Look at him, look at him. We will remember, oh, Jesus our Savior. Oh, just to know you're in your suffering, just to get us closer than I've ever been. Oh, Savior, This is our Savior. Look at him. Look at him. Our Christ Redeemer. Look at him. Look at him. Our Christ Redeemer. Look at him. Look at him. Our Christ Redeemer. Look at him. Look at him.
Oh, let's look to Jesus, church.
Our Christ Redeemer.
Look to him. Look to him. Amen. Hallelujah. We look to Jesus today. Amen. Let's lift our hands unto the Lord today. Let's praise him, praise him, praise him. All your problems, your battles, look to him. Yes, the resurrected Savior.
This is our Savior.
Oh, this is our Savior. The crucified Christ. Almighty God, Prince of Peace. Look to him. Look to him. When you're going through struggles, call on him. Call on him. When you're going through a battle, what are we doing? Look to him. Look to him.
Could you just look at him?
Our community, we pray. Look to him.
Could you just look at him?
Look to him.
Look at him.
For your family, pray. Say, let me look to him. Look to him.
Could you just look at him?
Yes, Jesus. I need answers. Come on. Look to him.
Could you just look at him?
God, I need a touch in my body. Come on, say it.
Would you just look at him, look at him?
Come on, come on.
Would you just look at him, look at him?
Look to him, look to him.
Would you just look at him, look at him?
Do what?
Would you just look at him, look at him?
Preacher, we need a revival.
Would you just look at him, look at him? Would you just look at him, look at him? Would you just look at him, look at him? Would you just look at him, look at him?
We need breakthrough.
Look at him, look at him.
Just look to him. Look to him.
Jesus, our Savior, told us to know you're in his heart for him, just to get closer than I've ever been. Oh, we will remember.
To call on Jesus. When you don't know what to do, what do we do?
We will remember.
Remember to call on him. You feel like you're in troubled waters? Call on him. Going through the storms of your life, remember, I got a God up in heaven that will answer my prayers. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
We will remember.
Amen. At this time, Sister Willard, come on over. The children's church this morning. Amen. But thank God. Indeed, let it go. Let it go. Amen. Praise the Lord our God. Give him praise, church. Give him glory. Remember to call on God for your children this morning. Remember to call on God when you wake up. Call on him in the morning, in the noontime. In the evening, call on him. When you get blessed by God,
remember
where your blessings come from.
How you took our lives from the pit. We remember we won't forget. Look at where we are now. Look at where we were back then. We remember we won't forget. How you took our lives from the pit.
Yes.
We remember we won't forget. Look at where we are now. Look at where we were back then. We remember we won't forget. How you took our lives from the pit. We remember we won't forget. Look at where we are now. Look at where we were back then. We remember we won't forget. How you took all our
sons to
we remember we won't forget.
Where you were 2 years
look
ago.
Look at where we are now. Look at where we were back then.
5 years ago, how God has brought us through. Yes.
How you took all our sons to pen. We remember we won't forget. Look at where we are now. Look at where we were back then. We remember we won't forget. How you took all our sons from the pit. We remember we won't forget. Look at where we are now. Look at where we were back then. We remember we won't forget. How you took all our sons from the pit. We remember we won't forget. Look at where we are now. Look at where we were back then.
Thank the Lord this morning. Give me praise, church, and glory. That he is so due. Amen. You look back and say, man, look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He touched my mind. He saved me just in time. Amen. We thank God this morning. There's an old song we sang, Jesus, I'll never forget what you've done for me. Amen. What you've done, what you've done. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God, we praise you. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I want to come out of the book of Deuteronomy this morning. The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 8 in your song. Well, give the Lord a praise one more time. Amen. God is a good God. You look back and say, you know what? I thank you, Jesus, for where you brought us from. Amen. We didn't know how he was going to make it. But God, by his power and by his spirit, has brought us out. Amen. He continues to keep his hand on us as well. Amen. Along the way, remember the God we serve. That's the title of this message. A warning not to forget. A warning never to forget or not to forget. Deuteronomy chapter 8. I'll look at here. The Bible says in verse 11, 8:11. 8:11 of Deuteronomy 8. That's the fifth book in the Bible. Some of the recordings of Moses, the law of Moses, some of the books of Moses. We call it the Pentateuch. Pentateuch, first five books of the Bible written by Moses. The Bible says, beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God, in not keeping his commandments and his judgments, his statutes which I command thee this day. Lest when thou hast eaten and art full, and hast built goodly houses and dwelt therein, when thy herds and thy flocks multiply, and the silver and thy gold is multiplied, and all that thou hast is multiplied. Amen. God wants to multiply, amen. I mean, thank God for God's blessing. Amen. Amen. God is a God. God is in the blessing business, we oftentimes say. Then thine heart be lifted up, and thou forget the Lord thy God, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage, who led thee through the great and terrible wilderness, wherein were fiery serpents and scorpions and droughts, and where there was no water, which brought thee forth water out of the rock of flint, who fed thee in the wilderness with manna, which thy fathers knew not, and that he might humble thee, that he might prove thee to do thee good at a latter end. And thou say in thine heart, my power and my might of mine hath gotten me this wealth. In other words, he was saying, be careful to remember where to give God praise. It's not us, church of the day, amen, but it's him. The Bible says in 18, it says, but thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth. And he that may establish his covenant, which he sware unto thy father as it is this day. And it shall be found, verse 19, if thou do at all forget the Lord thy God and walk after other gods, little g, and serve them and worship them, I testify against you this day that ye shall surely perish. Last verse here in verse 20, the Bible says this, the nations which the Lord destroyed before your face shall ye perish because ye would not be obedient unto the voice of the Lord your God. Amen. So I want to go back to verse 11, that text this morning. And it's a whole lot even more before that as well. The Bible says, beware, lest thou forget not the Lord. Lest thou forget not the Lord thy God. And is not, in not keeping his commandments, his judgments, and his statutes, which I command thee this day. And for a little bit today, I told you the title already, but I'll give it to you again. I want to give you a title this morning about never forget. Never forget, or the warning to never forget. Sometimes, we get older, we think about how that, again, our mind starts to forget, don't it? I tease a fella sometime at work, he's probably pushing almost 78, 79 years old. He's still working. And he can remember things from way back in the 60s and 70s. He tells me every time, he says, Mike, on your birthday, this happened, World War I began. On and on and on. He can remember stuff from way back when, but you ask him something that happened about 10 minutes ago, he forgot already. And so you think about this memory. As we get older, same thing as us. And sometimes I thank God for a short memory as well. Sometimes I thank God for a short memory. So you got to learn to have a short memory as well. Sometimes forgetting things is a blessing. I mean, know that. It's a blessing. Again, sometimes my wife reminds me of stuff. I say, man, I can't even remember that. Amen. Because I purposely probably pushed it out of my head. Or things that perhaps happened to you as a child, or things that go on in life, you think about it, you should learn, practice the art of forgiving as well. Forgetting things, amen, and putting things behind us, as Scripture tells us to do, to begin to forget certain things. But the memory, some things God tells us here to remember. Some living in the world now, we have to have passwords. And man, there's so many passwords and so many different things. And so sometimes you keep the same password, sometimes they don't let you keep the same password. Again, and you try to remember your passwords and you put them in a place where you try to remember. And that same fella I'm talking about, in his little wallet, he's got a little piece of paper and he's got all his passwords in there. I said, man, he can't remember. And we all get that way sometimes. I mean, know what I'm talking about. But to remember these things, thank God for automatic memory on your phones about passwords. But try to remember things. You think about the word remembering. Remember, to remember, to reattach to something, right? To reattach to something, to remember, reattach to that member. Again, I'm going back, recollecting back to something that was transpired, something in life, something important that you have to remember. I got to reconnect, remember that thing and get back to it. And so we remember that thing. And here in our message this morning, the scripture reminds us to remember God. To remember God and to serve him and live for him and follow after him and remember what all he has done, what all he can do, what all he's capable of doing in our lives for us, past, present, and future. Today, we must remember God. In the Bible, it covers from cover to cover times, over 200 times that word remembers in the word of God. Just that word alone. There's other times about to recollect or to bring back to your remembrance these things. Many times in the Bible it's referred to about remembering going back to God. The first time it shows up in the Bible, she can put up on the screen there, is Genesis 8:1. You'll look at, I was reread it this morning and I said, my God. The Bible says, and God remembered Noah, Genesis 8:1. She'll get up there in a second. But God remembered Moses, Noah. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine? I said, man, when I read that, sometimes you read the Bible and you just kind of brush over it, right? But the Bible says God remembered Noah and every living thing, all the cattle that was within him in the ark. And God made a wind to pass over the earth and the waters assuaged. Think about this, how that God remembered Noah. And can you imagine, I was like, how did God forget Noah? Can you imagine being out of lost at sea, lost out there in the middle of the water, out there in the middle of nowhere, just you and your family and a bunch of animals on this boat. And somehow God remembered, 40 days had gone by. God seemingly had forgotten. Really, he didn't forget Noah. It was just, again, his mind went back to him, apparently. But again, and so thank God he didn't forget Noah. Amen. And sometimes in your life, where perhaps you may feel like you're all alone, out there all alone in the sea of life, God remembers. Amen. God sees where you are. God knows exactly where you are. God remembered Noah. Again, and so here, you're not alone tonight. This morning, let's jump down a little bit further. In chapter 9, the same book, the Bible says that it came to pass, it came to pass he would bring a cloud over the earth after the flood was and the waters descended. The Bible says a bowl shall be seen in the earth. The Bible says in 15, and I will remember my covenant. The covenant that he had made was, he said, I'll never ever flood the earth in this fashion again. And that's where we get the rainbow from. Amen. That's where we get the rainbow from, is because God put a bow in the sky and he says, I'll never, ever do this. I will never destroy flood. Let the earth be flooded again and destroy flesh. He didn't say that he would allow floods to take place, but he would never destroy all of the creation this way, in this fashion. The Bible says what? You Bible scholars, next time it'll be what? By fire. He said, next time I do, it's going to be by fire. The Bible goes on and says in verse 16, and the bowl shall be. In other words, the rainbow shall be in the cloud, and I will look upon it, and I will remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of the flesh, and that is upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, this is a token of the covenant which I have established between thee and all flesh that are upon the earth. He says this rainbow is going to remind men and women. It has been hijacked, as you all know. In present day, the rainbow has been hijacked. Amen. But again, today, it's a reminder that he would not destroy all flesh. It's a reminder of God's grace. Amen. It's a reminder of God's love for all of mankind and how that God is merciful and really should be reminded and say, hey, there's a God up in heaven that can judge the heavens and the earth. Amen. We got to get it right with God. I mean, say it today. But again, the rainbow was supposed to represent God's covenant with man. God's covenant with man. Again, he says, this covenant I would do, I would not destroy him. And naturally, it was, again, a prophetic word about how he would send forth his Savior, no doubt, to unite with mankind. And so back to what I bring you to, the Bible says, I will remember this covenant. This rainbow will remind me of the covenant that he had with mankind. Again, we look at this, and it also reminds us that God is in control. We look at another word here in the scriptures in Psalms 20, before we get back to our text. Psalms 20, the Bible talks about how he says that to remember the power of Almighty God. To remember that God is in control. She's saying that song just a minute ago, and we have to be reminded how powerful that God is. Sometime in your day, in your age, your life, the things you go through, we forget how powerful that God is. In your day and living, going through issues in life, remember that you have a God you can call on, that God that can answer. Remember this. The Bible says some trust in chariots, some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. You think about this, how he says some will put all of their might and their trust in weapons of war. Again, we pray for the folks in Ukraine and Russia and all these different things that's going over there. It's about to escalate, folks. Prepare, no doubt, and various things. Again, we don't know all's taking place, but again, it can get real ugly real soon. But men and women are trusting in weaponries of war. They're trusting in the power of their own strength. They're trusting in the power of their own might. They're trusting in their own intelligence, their own education. He says some trust in these things, but we will remember who? The name of the Lord, our God. I'm reminded about David. As many of you know, the story of David and Goliath. I won't go all into detail, but Goliath had all of this strength. He had all the power. He was the champion of all champions. Men and women feared Goliath. They feared him because he never lost a battle. He had never lost, again, a challenge. And naturally, Israel was afraid as well. There was a little boy named David. Y'all remember that? He came down to see his brothers in the battlefield. He wasn't old enough to fight. He wasn't old enough to go to war quite yet, if you please. And so the Bible says that he went down to take his brother some food. And he went down and he heard this Goliath running his mouth. How many know that? The enemy always running his mouth. Come on, folks. You must not know that. The devil's always running his mouth. Always running his mouth, and the Bible says that he threatened David and all the children of Israel. But David said what? He says, you know what? He says, I have a God up in heaven. The king, no doubt, had a declaration. He says, whoever defeats Goliath, no doubt, will be rewarded greatly. On and on and on. I'm not going to go into all of it. But the Bible says, and so he went to face Goliath. In church today, he brought his recollection. They said, you know what? You're going to be destroyed by Goliath. But what did David do? He remembered. He said, you know what? Back in the day, I destroyed a lion and a bear. I remember reading that before. He said, I destroyed the lion and the bear. Can you imagine wrestling with a lion? Wrestling with a bear. Hey, amen. Don't try it. Don't go down to the Bronx Zoo and try that. Please don't do that. Pastor said, I can defeat the bear. There's a woman that jumped the fence at the Bronx Zoo. All right, don't be that woman, all right? Well, amen, but you can though, how's that? But you know what, don't put nothing past God on your next safari to Africa, how's that? Amen, but you look at this, how then? The Bible says that, he said, wait a minute, I destroyed a lion and a bear. And who is this uncircumcised Philistine? The Bible says he was a champion. He had all this army. He had all the sword and shield and all of the armies behind him, the Philistine army behind him. David said, you know what? I don't care who you are. I don't care what you got to say. He said, I'm going to rip you up and feed you to the birds, what Goliath said. He said, no. David flipping around and said, wait a minute. I'm going to feed you to the birds, right? And the Bible says, he said, Saul tried to give him his sword, and all this army says, you know what? I don't need all this stuff. I don't need all of that. I don't need your sword. I don't need your armor. He says, you know what? The Bible says he went down to the brook. He went down to the river, James. Amen. He went down there and got five stones. He got five stones, the Bible says. One for Goliath and four more for what? His brothers. He had four brothers as well. Amen. You read it later on. And the Bible says to today, just in case, they will know him as well. I wonder where them stones are. Perhaps they got them somewhere. Amen. Just to remind them. But you think about this, and David says, you know, you come to me with sword and shield and great power and might. He said, but I come to you, back to that verse, I come to you in the name of the Lord. That's what I want to get you to. I said all that to get to that point. I come to you in the name of the Lord. Bring it back up in the song. So the name of the Lord is powerful. The name of Jesus is powerful this morning, church. Amen. And so when you're going through things in your life, remember to call on God. It don't matter how big the battle is, how strong the hosts may be, how outnumbered you may seem, but remember to call on the name of the Lord. The message this morning is about a warning to never forget. Call on Jesus in the morning. Call on him in the noontime. Call on him when your back's against the wall. When you got diagnosis, call on God. When things are not going your way. When the devil's fighting in the home, call on the name of the Lord this morning. Amen. The Bible says, remember to call on him. I'll give you some more. Continue to pray for you. Go to Ecclesiastes, please, real quick. I got to get back to the message here. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 12, the Bible says, remember thy creator. Remember thy creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not. You think about this, how that, again, King Solomon had written this. He was taught by his father David. David taught him. No doubt he probably peeked in the room and saw his daddy praying. He probably saw King David praying, worshiping God, dancing with all his might. And naturally, David passed it on to Solomon here and said, remember thy creator. Children, continue to bring your children to children's church so they can remember. I remember one of the first stories was that. It was David and Goliath. My mom used to have these little cassette tapes. They were blue. I'll never forget. Blue and white writing. And she would play them. Man, I listen to things over and over. I wish I could find them little tapes. They were little Bible tapes before they had the internet. Amen. Before they had Superbook, Reverend Johnson. Before they had Superbook. Amen. And so think about it, and we would play them things over and over. Man, it was in the battle of it all, and just thinking about how, and all these little children's stories, and it's ingrained in their minds to where they can remember, again, when the evil day comes. And so naturally, growing up, good to see your Aaron family today. Naturally, mom and dad probably told you about church and told you about worshiping God, brought you to Sunday school, on and on and on. Bring your granddaughter to Sunday school. Bring your granddaughters and sons to the church and worshiping God. Why? So they can remember when they grow old, when I'm dead and gone, amen, you continue to worship God when it's all said and done. And we pray our children will serve God. We pray that our grandchildren will serve God. We pray that the generations will go on in the days of their youth. And so we say, let's continue to remember the God of our youth. Remember the God, because the evil day is coming. In church today, we continue to pray for this generation. How many going to say that? Let's pray for this generation. My sister's a substitute teacher, and she says some of the things some kids are doing in classrooms nowadays, saying to the teachers, especially when you're a substitute, man, we used to give our substitute. Woo! I wasn't always a preacher, folks. I ain't going to go into no stories today. When the substitute teacher was there, you must be laughing, Lisa, you must know. When the substitute teacher showed up, man, it was trouble. And so naturally, but she put her foot down as soon as she got there. Some students try to raise up every now and then, and the teachers come by and say, what did you do to these kids? She said, I established it early. Hey, it's not going to be that way. You come here to learn, on and on and on. You come here to learn. Hey, man, put your phones away. Put this away and listen. If you can't, get out. She established it early, but she was saying it's a generation that have no fear. A generation that don't mind cursing out their adults. Generation that will tell you like it is and how it ain't going to be and this, that, and the other. We must pray for the next generation. Amen. Continue to pray that they will remember, because the day is evil ahead. The days are coming where this will be a godless generation, and we are the remaining remnant. I mean, say that this morning. You are the remnant. We are the remnant that will have to stand in the gap and say, God, you're the only one that can heal this land. God, revive our city, revive the youth, revive our homes and our families. Let's turn our nation and people back to God. Because the days of evil come not, but thou shalt have no pleasure in the measure of the day coming when God will no longer smile and have grace. As the days of Noah, there's no doubt it will be the same greater judgment even from Noah's day. He said there will be a day when he would have no pleasure in them. I pray to God that people will remember God. Remember God. As we get back to one more warning from God, back to our text. I got a few more minutes. There's another in Luke 17. Luke 17, Jesus will give a story reminding the disciples and whoever was listening. The Bible says, remember Lot's wife. Remember Lot's wife. Whosoever shall seek to save his life, 33, shall lose it. Whosoever shall lose his life shall preserve it. And so it's a lot in there. But he said, remember Lot's wife. Y'all know the story of Lot? Sodom and Gomorrah. Sodom and Gomorrah, how God rained down fire on that city because of wickedness. All manners of wickedness. From A to Z, you can, well, I'm leaving alone. But every letter you can pick, amen, from A to Z, LB, I'm leaving alone. That just happened. I didn't even put that down. But amen. From A to Z, it was going on in that city, much like New York and around the world. And Jesus said here in the last days, it's going to be just like in the days of Sodom. That's what he said. He said, when are you coming back, Lord? When are you coming back? Disciples want to know, Lord, when will you return to the earth? He says, it's going to be just like in the days of Noah. And it's going to be just like in the days of Sodom. Come on, folks. It's going to be just like in the days of Noah when all manners of evil was going on. He said, when the Bible says they came up with everything, if it felt good, they were doing it. Amen. And so he says it would be like also in the days of Sodom. Go back and read Genesis and find out about Sodom and Gomorrah. God rained down fire. And he says here, Lot was this man, Abraham's nephew, and he tried to pull Lot out. He says, Lot, God, even Abram, he pleaded with God. He says, Lord, God told Abraham what he was going to do, right? And he says, you know what? If there's 50 people in the city, please spare the city. God said, I can't find 50 people in the city. He said, well, 45, please, 45, God. If there's 45 people in the city, will you please spare the city? He said, I can't find 45. He said, well, what about 40, guys? I can't find 40. It was an ugly, ugly situation. People have forgotten God. He said, well, what about 35? He went all the way down. He was pleading with God all the way down. He says, here today, I cannot. And he says, go in there. I'm going to send my angels in there, and I want you to tell Lot to get out of there. And the Bible says, he says, and if you tell Lot, don't look back. Tell him and his family, don't look back. And the Bible says, if they do, they'll be turned into a pillar of salt. Lot's wife, as they begin to escape the city, Lot said, come on, we got to go. We got to go. Let's leave this place. Let's leave this place. And the Bible says she turned around and looked back at the city. It was really a parallel to how we cannot look back at sin. And when God delivers you from something, come on, when God sets you free, when God releases you from sin and bondage, when God has delivered you, pray for forgiveness for something. You've asked God to do something. You've asked God, God, if you do this, I'll do this. God, I'll start serving you if you'll bring this to pass. Again and again, you think about this. And so he said, don't look back at your past. The devil will always glorify our past, don't he? He will always make it seem like it's better out there in the world. Out there better in sin. And so the Bible says, remember, the Bible says she turned around, perhaps her possessions and all of the things that she loved. So again, the Bible says here, she turned into a pillar of salt. And so Jesus told us in 1732, New Testament, he says, remember Lot's wife. Remember not to go back. Remember what I brought you from. Remember how I delivered you. Remember your prayer and your commitment you made to me. Remember how you said, God, save me. Remember how you said, God, I love you. God, I just want to live for you and serve you. Church today, we got to constantly remind ourselves. That's why we read our Bibles every day. You got to read your Bibles throughout the year and pray every day to remind yourself, because the enemy will try to do what? Get us to forget what God has done. Amen. Let's get back to where I want to go. Deuteronomy 8. I got to go, folks. I got to go. I got about 3 more minutes to go through a whole chapter here. Is everybody good this morning? Amen. Deuteronomy chapter 8, let's go to verse 1. The Bible says, I command all this which I command thee this day, and shall observe to do, that you may live and multiply and go into the land and possess the land which the Lord swore unto your fathers. This is Moses proclaiming to Israel. He says, God wants to bless you so much. God wants to do so much for your life. He says, thou shalt remember all the ways of the Lord thy God led thee for 40 years. He says, in the wilderness to humble thee and to prove thee, to know what was in thine heart, whether thou wouldest keep his commandments. And so he says, I want you to remember how over 40 years you wandered, over 40, a long time of your life, you was without, you struggled, and all these different things. And said, now that I've set you free, naturally remember who God is. He said he did these things to humble us, and he caused them to hunger. He said, I called you to suffer hunger, and I fed thee manna. He says, no doubt you prayed prayers for miracles. How many of you ever prayed prayer for miracles? God provided for that. Many a time here through the years passing this church, people have come in tears. We need a place to live. We need a place to live. God will bless them with brand new apartments. Brand new, never lived in before. And you never see them folks again. Pray for, again, a job. Pray for someone recently, and they got a good job, a good city job. I only seen them like twice since. Right? We got to remember God. The Bible said, I fed you. I blessed you. I did this for you. He said, I fed you manna from heaven. He says, and when you were hungry, I showed you, neither did your fathers know. He said, that you might make to know thee, the man that does not live by bread alone. He said, I did this, and I really want to show you greater things. He said, and y'all know this verse, man shall not live by bread alone. Y'all see that? Sounds familiar, right? He said, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live. Jesus quoted that when he quoted it to Satan. He remembered it giving it to Moses to tell the children. And now Jesus had to remember that when he was facing Satan. You know, our nourishment, our source, our everything, our power, our blessings come from God. You want a blessing this morning? Remember to open this thing up. It's in there. Amen. Let me get back to this little verse in there. There's something, make it a part of you to remember. Remember, make this. The Bible says, hide this word in my heart that I may not sin against God. That's why we have memory verses. Why? Because it wants to be a part of you. If the word wants to be your a member inside of you to where you can remember. Amen. Let it become a part of you to where you remember to say, wait a minute, I don't have to live by bread alone. God is my provider. God is my strength. I'm not going to worry about tomorrow, because he fed us before, he'll feed us again. He provided before, he'll provide again. Let's move on. The Bible says the raiment did not wax old upon us. As they walked in the desert for 40 years, they had on some of the same sets of clothes. Can you imagine that? They walked the same set of clothes. He said, neither did their feet swell for 40 years. Walking around, your feet wasn't even hurting. God was taking care of them. Thou shalt consider in thine heart that as a man chasteneth his son, so the Lord chasteneth thee. And so he says, you know, this no doubt was going on. Why? Because God was trying to get something out of us. He was trying to get us to remember. Therefore, thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God and walk in his ways. Let's get back to it. He says, for the Lord thy God bringeth thee into a good land. Come on up. He says, the good land of brooks of water, fountains, depths that spring out of the valleys and hills. He said, I'm going to take you into a better place. Just to keep me on your mind. Keep your heart and mind stayed upon me. God has a better place for all of us today. How many know that today? I need you to remember God. I need you to look to God. The Bible says the land of wheat and barley, vines and fig trees and pomegranates. He says the land of olive and honey. He says the land wherein thou shalt eat bread without scarceness. He says thou shalt not lack anything in it. Bible says, he says, you trust me, believe me, you will not lack. Who's he? Who out of the hills thou mayest dig? He went on and talked about in verse 10. He says, when thou hast eaten, art full. He says, then thou shalt bless the Lord for the good of the land which he hath given thee. Back to what he says, beware, however, to forget not the Lord. He said, God is doing all of this. We live in a blessed nation. We're all blessed here in this house this morning. Never forget God. We have Thanksgiving once a year, but every day should be a Thanksgiving. Before you eat that meal, before you eat that breakfast, say, preacher, you know, I'm about to take the bacon, egg, and cheese. Woo. Stop for a minute and say, oh, thank you, Jesus. Sometimes kids, thank you. You know what I'm talking about. But thank God anyway. Remember where it comes from. Payday comes around. Thank you, Jesus. It's not me. It was you that gave me the ability to earn. That's what he says. Let's look what he says. He says,
verse 12, he says, least thou have been eaten before and the goodly houses therein. He says, all the things I bless you with, wherein the herds and the flocks multiply, and the silvers and gold multiplied, and all that thou has been multiplied. You think about it, he says, we cannot forget. And that's many times in our country we live in today. We are a blessed nation, church. We are a blessed people. And I pray that we get back to remembering God. Because it can easily, in a moment of time, be taken away. All we got to do is go overseas, and you'll really begin to appreciate running water. I mean, know what I'm talking about. You can really appreciate a roof over your head. Again, you don't have to live underneath a plastic tarp. Begin to really thank God. You can go down, that same man, that same man, say about he's from Ukraine. He's from Ukraine. He said when he first came to his country in the late 90s, him and his wife, and he went down, he saw one of those markets on the street, fruits, vegetables, all on the sidewalk. He said, in the middle of New York City, I began to cry. He said, I've never seen anything like this. Oh, it's a blessed land. We can go to the supermarket 24 hours a day. You got electricity 24 hours a day, internet. And we get mad because it's slow. He said, we got to remember. We got to remember, if you need food, we got pantries down the block. Come on. We got homeless shelters you can go to. We are a blessed land. Even the worst of the worst, the lowest of the law. Again today, again, we are blessed in this, even in our land today, the United States. And he was telling Israel this, first told Israel, but you know, we got must remember here that for us here today. The Bible says, thy heart be lifted up, verse 14. He says, your heart is lifted up, thou forget the very God which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt, who led thee through the great and terrible wilderness. When serpents came, the devil was really fighting. Scorpions and droughts, in verse 15. He says, where there was no water, I brought forth water out of a rock. God always made a way. Remember that. And sometimes you may face another obstacle in your life. Remember. He was reminding Israel to remember. I did it before. I can do it again. I said, I fed thee in the wilderness. Number 17, I'll give you this. I'll close up. The Bible says, and thou in thine hand, in thy heart, my power, now say in thy heart, my power and my might of mine hand have gotten me this. He says, don't say that. It's not us, church, but it's him. I'm going to say that this morning. It's him. Remember that. Remember to tell your children that. It wasn't Santa Claus. It was God who blessed us. Amen. Remember God. Remember God every day. I'm telling you, for the big things, the little things, don't take anything for granted. Let's remember God. Remember to praise him. Remember to glorify him. Keep God first in your life. As we close up this morning, I'll tell you about Jesus, the one who, again, who gave his life for us today. The Bible says in Hebrews 8:12, he says, for I will be merciful upon the unrighteous. The same covenant that he told Noah, he said, I'm going to make a covenant with mankind. He said, this covenant was made with Jesus Christ. He says, I will be merciful to their unrighteousness. Thank God for God's mercy this morning. Aren't you grateful? Amen. When we were so undone, when we were lost, without hope, even no doubt even have sinned against God. We serve a merciful God that's faithful and just to forgive this morning. The Bible says their sins and iniquities will I remember. Thank God for God not remembering no more. He said, I won't remember it anymore. You ask for forgiveness, I'll forgive you. You ask for deliverance, I'll deliver. Your past is your past. And brothers and sisters, today, and you and I, let's no doubt seek the Lord for our own personal forgiveness. But not only that, but I seek the Lord to forgive one another. Forgive our family. Forgive friends. Forgive those that wrongfully do you. Remember to forgive and say thank you. God, I forgive. He said, all your sins will I remember no more. Church, today we feel better when we forget sometimes. We feel better when we don't remember any longer. But no doubt, thank God for the blood and the sea of forgetfulness, of forgiveness. As far as the east is from the west, no doubt Christ's love and his grace was willing to be shown towards us. Number 13 is we bow heads in reverence to God. And as I say, a new covenant he hath made. The first old, now that which decayeth. He said the Old Testament, the old laws that Moses had now decayed. It didn't work. He said it is waxed old and is ready to vanish away. Church today, let's look to God. The new covenant with man. the new covenant with mankind, the new agreement that he had for mankind. We celebrated last week the communion service. He says, this do in remembrance of me. This is my blood, the new covenant. This new covenant I have with man. This new covenant I will have. He says, remember this. Remember my blood. Remember the sacrifice. Remember who I am. Remember the price that I paid for you. Don't never forget it. Don't never forget who you can call on today. We call on Jesus. The blood that was shed, the sacrifice. The risen Savior. The King of Kings. The Lord of Lords. Jesus. A warning never to forget. To call on God. Brothers and sisters, we bow our heads in reverence to God today. The altar prayer is open. Call on Jesus. Call on him. Call on him. If you have sinned, he says, my sins will be forgotten and forgiven. If you are going through things in your life, remember, there's a God in heaven. He did it for them in the Word. He did it for Moses. He did it for Daniel. He did it for others. Hannah. He did it for various ones. Rachel. He did it for so many. You can go throughout the whole from cover to cover. And you can see how God, no doubt, was able to come through and show his power, his might. Church, today we look to him today, his Lord and Savior today. Call on him. Call on him. Jesus today. Keep him in the forefront of your mind. Keep him on your mind. Keep him first in your life. Call on him today. If you're not saved today, no doubt, give him your life this morning. Give him your life, the Son of Almighty God who gave his life for the entire world to be saved. To be saved and delivered from the sins that we all came short in. Today, make that your prayer. Say, Lord, I believe you. Lord, forgive me. I receive you as Son of Almighty God. I believe that you are the Savior. I believe that you are the Christ. Save me this morning. Deliver me. I want to be saved. And the Lord will save you. He will today. I want you to be my Lord this morning. If you need healing today, come on. If you need power of the Holy Ghost, come, come, come. The altar prayers or whatever you have need of, God is here to meet every need. Call on him. There's a God in heaven. She began to sing unto the Lord today. Look to Jesus. Look to the Lord, our God. Look to him, the way maker, the provider, the need meter.
Can't go back.
Told the children, he said, let's go forward. Let's go forward, forward, forward. He said, tell the children of Israel to go forward. Don't go back. Go forward in God. Remember all that he's done. When you're going through things, brothers and sisters, remember who God is. Remember the blessing. Remember the thanking. Remember to glorify him. Amen. Thank God for another day. Amen. Always count your blessings, brothers and sisters, this morning. Count them. Count them. Name them one by one. So you know what? God did this. Why are you worried about this? God did it before. One of our cousins got sick. Same disease came back around. She said, can you pray for me? I said, you know what? God healed you before. He can heal you again. Amen. He did it before. He can do it again. God made a way before. He can make a way again. He paid the bill before. He can pay it again. Amen. Today, church, one of the things they did was give offerings unto the Lord as well as a token of remembrance to God. Through the tithe and offering, they said, you know what? We're going to give this because we remember what all God has done for us. She put it there on the screen for us. Again, ways you can give. Those watching online, you have various ways you can give through our church website, www.nytncc.org/Brooklyn, New York. Brooklyn, NY. There you can say, make a gift. It should say that on the website. You can set it up that way. Or through Zelle. We have Zelle now. Through Zelle, you use the church email. Don't use the phone, the church phone number, which links to me, but use the church email in Zelle. Church email. Support the work of the Lord. Support the work of the Lord. I was thinking just the other day, I said, man, if I can get 5,000 people to give $1 a month. That'll cover all the bills. Amen. Pray that with us. 5,000 people to give $1 a month. How much is that a month? It's $5,000 a month. Our bills will be paid. The church bills will be paid. The heat, the various things. So, again, I know you can give. So, the more the merrier, the more the merrier. So, I'll say about that. Through Zelle. NTCCBrooklyn@gmail.com. And then text to give. Text to give is another form. You text that number, 347-229-9933. Type the word give. If you've already done it, you have a link to where you can just do the dollar amount. You can do 5, 10, 20, whatever the dollar amount is. Just text that number to the dollar amount, and it comes out automatically. But we thank you for your giving. And those here in church service this morning, we're going to do it the old-fashioned way. Come on up and let's receive an offering this morning. It's unto the Lord. Amen, amen, amen. We thank God for each one as you begin to bring your offerings unto the Lord this morning. Amen. We give God thanks for another opportunity to give unto him this morning. Amen. It's unto the Lord. Amen.